Hello there, and welcome once again to Building the Arc Show with yours truly, Rose Chico. This is a podcast where we focus on ourselves. We talk about personal growth, self-building, and personal development. Building the Arc is about hope, encouragement, transformation, and living life to the fullest with purpose and intention. Today's show is titled, Be Bold. And we're going to look at a story in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verses 1 to 11, which talks about the five daughters of Zelophehad. Their father had passed on, they had no brothers, and the laws of inheritance of that land was that only sons could inherit their father's property. And if there were no sons, then the property was distributed to male relatives. But these five girls, they were bold. They went after what was theirs and they got it. So what does it mean to be bold? Number one, you initiate. These five girls, these daughters of Zelophehad, they initiated a dialogue with Moses, the priestly leaders, and the entire congregation. They brought them together so that they could present their case. So boldness often starts with you taking the initiative to address any concerns or desires. So as you build, take that initiative. Number two, they asserted their rights. These women boldly asserted their rights to inherit their father's property. They built their case and explained very well that their father was a good man and he was not amongst bad company. So their courage in claiming what was rightfully theirs demonstrates the importance of standing up for one's rights. So when building, be your own advocate because you carry the vision. Number three, they presented a logical case. The daughters of Zelophehad, they presented a just case for their inheritance rights, and they made it known that if their father's property was given away, then his name would be taken away from the clan. So how bold are you to build a case coupled with a reason and a compelling argument so that you can build? Number four, they sought justice. Their boldness was not just about personal gain, but also about seeking justice. They wanted fairness and equality in the distribution of land among the tribes. So when building, one of the most powerful things is to bring solutions to problems. The moment you meet the needs of people by bringing solutions, then people are drawn to what you are building and they believe in you. Number five, setting an example. By standing up for their rights, these women set an example for future generations. So bold actions can pave the way for positive change. When building, you want to build something that will last, something that will be remembered for a positive change. You want to leave a legacy. And the final one, number six, inspire courage in others. These daughters of Zelophehad, their boldness inspired the courage of many others. So bold actions, they do have a ripple effect on those who witness them. Your boldness in building will encourage other people to arise and to build. Thank you for listening and joining us again for another episode where we continue on this journey of personal growth and development. Please share, subscribe, forward the link, and tell a friend. And also stop by Amazon and search for Rose Chico, where you will find all my books. So stay safe out there, keep healthy, and be resilient as you build. This has been yours truly, Rose Chico, with Building the Arc. Be intentional, reevaluate, and implement.